Almost half of Pennsylvania state parks offer camping, and to meet a rising demand, the state is proposing a new campsite at Big Elk Creek State Park in Chester County, but it comes with a fight. WHYY Zoe Reed reports about 500 residents across the region have signed a petition against the proposal.
As you drive around the winding roads of Landenburg in rural Chester County, you'll see trees, Amish buggies, and horses roaming open fields. Residents here, like Antia Consorto, say they enjoy the peace and quiet of the rural town.
You always see something different. I had a bald eagle in my backyard the other day. It was beautiful. You don't get that living in other areas.
As Consorto walks through her backyard, she sees rolling hills and valleys, farm fields with corn, soybeans, and grains. But she's concerned this serenity might be in jeopardy. 3 years ago, the state purchased 1,700 acres of land behind her house, and last year it opened Big Elk Creek State Park. Now the state is proposing a new campsite, which could include RVs and electrical hookups. That prompted Consorto to start a petition. Consorto opens her backyard gate, which leads to the land now owned by the state. As the wind blows through the greenery, she points to a large hill in the distance that looms over adjacent houses and nearby neighborhoods. This open field, within eyeshot of homes, is the proposed site for camping.
The wind always blows off of the field toward our neighborhood, so all of the smoke from the campfires will inevitably end up in our neighborhood, causing a problem for air quality.
Consorto says she's concerned about increased traffic, noise, lights, and environmental impacts. Big Elk Creek State Park is home to 15 endangered or rare plants, as well as rare species like the short-eared owl. The land also sits along Big Elk Creek, which is a tributary of the Chesapeake Bay.
We're happy to have people come and visit. We're not trying to hide this. We're not trying to stop people from coming. We're just trying to protect the environment and use it in such a way that it's low impact.
Residents such as Ryan Kelly had hoped the land would be limited to as little foot traffic as possible.
I love the state park system. I'm a huge advocate. We use them all the time. My family benefits. And I've camped in a lot of parks. I don't recall any state park I've ever camped in where it was within line of sight of a community or a neighborhood or a residence.
The proposal even prompted resident and Pennsylvania State Representative John Lawrence to draft legislation that aims to legally define low-impact preserves. The demand for camping has been on the rise since the pandemic. Campsites and RV rentals have been booming. The only other state campsite in southeastern PA is French Creek State Park. Mark Johnson of Asbury, New Jersey, has camped for about 15 years, including in Pennsylvania. And he runs a meetup group for outdoor recreation. He says campsites on state parks are popular because they're more affordable and larger than private sites.
There's challenges to get reservations. They are extremely crowded. You need to make reservations probably months in advance if you want to get good sites.
Johnson says he doesn't have an opinion on the fight over Big Elk and doesn't believe one more campsite would ease the demand. Wesley Robinson is a spokesman for the Department of Conservation and Natural Resources. He says the campsite proposal is conceptual and that nothing is set in stone yet. Robinson says the campsite would only be about 5% of the entire state park. And he says the state's goal has always been to protect the area from development and nurture the wildlife there.
A lot of what we do is species protection and making sure that their habitats are safe. So we're not coming in and creating some sort of resort-style park. We try to be minimally invasive to protect, you know, the native habitats and native species, because that's ultimately our top goal.
Robinson says the state is open to a variety of camping styles at Elk Creek. However, there is increased interest in RV-style camping. And currently, about 75% of state parks that offer camping include RVs. Campers like Mark Johnson say RVs give people with physical limitations access to the outdoors. Some residents I spoke with say they'd be okay with primitive camping, but not with RVs. State park officials are meeting residents and township officials in January to answer their questions and address their concerns about the proposed site. Zoe Reed, WHYY News.